What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
There's colleagues of mine that have been no votes, and then they eventually change their vote. A lot of times it's a phone call from the president that delivers the yes vote. We will deliver it. Failure's not an option. I know that some of them are going out there and throwing a wet blanket on different things.
Capital Beat.
Yeah, that was, of course, Jason Smith there, the congressman, talking about this reconciliation bill. We're lucky enough to have Congressman Eric Burleson on the phone with us this morning. Eric, welcome back.
Hey, good to be on.
Yeah, what's Jason talking about? Are there members of your coalition up there who are backing away from this big beautiful bill?
He may be talking about me, I'll be honest, or others. So there are real problems with the bill there, and from the fiscal hawk perspective, from people that care about the deficit and have made it very clear. I've made it very clear from the very beginning that I cannot exacerbate or add to the deficit. It has to, at the very minimum, be deficit neutral. This bill is got a lot of good things in it, but there's some things that are really disturbing. And a lot of it is that we're kicking the can down the road. We're putting all the savings, not just a few years down the road, but in the next presidential administrations, and then putting in the bill waivers to let those individuals and those states waive all of the requirements that we're trying to put in place that have savings. So the CBO has not scored the Medicaid portion of this, which is really, we need to see those numbers before people make votes. And there's a lot of people who say they can't vote for it until they see those numbers. And so that's where we're at. And on the same time, you've got a lot of New Yorkers and people from California who are demanding that what they're demanding is the impossible. They're demanding that we raise the SALT tax deduction, which is the deduction that the federal government has on the taxes that you pay to the state and local government.
Right.
And so they want that raised. In addition, they say, we don't want any cuts to Medicaid. We don't want any cuts to the green energy stuff. We don't want any cuts to the food stamp program. And so my response is, you find a way to pay for your SALT tax deductions. Because, I'm living in reality. And the reality is we're $37 trillion in debt. We have a $2 trillion deficit. We are at the point of getting to a debt spiral. Whatever we're going to do needs to pay for itself. And I'm willing to do a lot of things to get to that point, right? So I think that a lot of the fiscal hawks are extremely flexible on how we get there as far as policy, as long as we get to a point where we're deficit neutral. Of the people that are right now, I think the fiscal hawks are are very willing to get yes. In fact, willing to get to a yes. But I think that these New Yorkers and people from California are making it impossible.
If we were to hook up James Comey to a lie detector test and asked him if he knew anything about this 8647 shell formation that he supposedly stumbled across on the beach, and he's claiming he knew nothing about it and what that meant, what are the odds that he actually passes that lie detector test?
Yeah, zero. I mean, this is, no one buys this story. I mean, this is the former director of the FBI, the same organization that investigates the mob, who has the lingo for, 86 somebody.
Yeah.
What is it, like 8 miles out and 6 feet under, right? That's the that's the term. I mean, the fact that he, like, just flippantly posted this, I mean, how do we know he's not the one that made the shell shapes, right?
Oh, he just stumbled across it. Come on.
As we all do. I mean, have we not all stumbled across that when we've been on the beach?
But, I mean, honestly, it tells you one or two things. We have somebody that was in the role of the FBI director that was an absolute traitor, or willing to be a traitor to his country. Or B, we had somebody in that role that was a buffoon, an absolute incompetent buffoon who didn't think before he acted. And so either way, he looks awful. And I think it deserves investigation. But this is the guy who said no one's above the law to the president. You know what, James Comey? Whenever people make death threats to my office, we report it and they investigate it. And guess what? You're going to get an investigation. I'd like to see them make sure that he lives under those rules. No one is above the law.
Right, right. Congressman, let me go back to the budget bill for just a second here. Assuming your phone rings one day this week and it's President Trump, what's that conversation going to sound like?
I would say, President Trump, I love your policies. I want to get you every win that we possibly can. And one of those wins is to balance the budget. And unfortunately, this actually goes in the opposite direction. And so I want to help you get to that point. And so I'm trying to find a way to get you all of the wins in this bill. And we've got a lot of people that are holding out on helping us make that happen.
So what's one way of doing that? Maybe delaying until a reconciliation bill next year, maybe on the no taxes on tips, or what would have to be taken out of this?
No, we just need a manager's amendment that before this goes to the floor. And that's what's going to happen over this weekend, is that you're going to have people sit down, negotiate, and say, what's it going to take to make this balance, truly balance, without funny money, without pushing all the decisions into the future,
right?
And have it happen today. And I think that you'll get, I really think that it's going to be very easy to get the fiscal hawks over that threshold. And that, when I say fiscal hawks, you got about 35 people that are really resolute that they are not going to make the deficit bigger. So I think you can get those individuals by doing some changes that are very modest in a manager's amendment. The New Yorkers are going to have to live with the salt that they've got right now, or if they want more, then they've got to come and say, we're willing to cut more in Medicaid, or we're willing to cut more in other programs.
Well,
but at the end of the day, it's got to balance.
I agree with you. And the whole salt thing was always an excuse for these big progressive blue states to raise their local taxes as high as they could, and then use the excuse, well, you'll get to write it off your taxes. And then they all got angry when that couldn't happen anymore, because it exposed them for what they were.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So we're right now, the blue states are really making this an impossible situation. And I think that the fiscal hawks are going to be easy to get probably by the weekend. But at the end of the day, I think that I do think that we will get to the point where we're passing it in the next week, if not 2 weeks.
That's good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And please keep us up to date on that, because I'd love to know how things are going. And maybe we can get you back on the air next week and see where things stand.
Sounds good.
Yeah, Congressman Eric Burleson, we appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for being on this morning. And let me apologize. I know that somewhere in the middle of that interview, for those of you listening in your cars or on the radio who maybe weren't listening online, the signal cut out for some reason. I don't know why. Some glitch in the system. This has happened a couple times recently, and our crack staff of engineers are working on this diligently, but hopefully we get it figured out. But I do know it cut off there. Several people were texting me when that happened, and we get a little alarm in the studio that flashes when that happens, so we're aware of it. We just don't have the ability to fix it ourselves. We need the engineering staff to get on that for us. So, yeah, we are aware of that. Sorry about that. I apologize. Coming up, we'll have the winner of our Queen of Hearts drawing. The pot is growing. We got another winner today, but you have an opportunity to do this, and all the money is going to Guns and Hoses and ultimately Backstoppers. They're going to do it every week this year, and we're the exclusive radio partner of Guns and Hoses. We're very proud of that here at 97.1 FM Talk. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Reed Rasner. We got some questions for this guy. He lives in Wyoming, and he wants to buy TikTok. And it's going to be a huge purchase, and we're going to ask him exactly how he is planning to pull that off when he joins us about 8:35.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Stay tuned. Guns N' Hoses, Queen of Hearts, benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
All right. Thrilled to be able to help out with this every week. The Queen of Hearts raffle winner, of course. Go to STLGunsAndHoses.com. STLGunsAndHoses.com. That's where you go to get your tickets. And here's the deal. The jackpot's up to almost $1,800. The next person to get a Queen of Hearts is going to win half of that, and then the other half goes to Guns and Hoses and ultimately Backstoppers. I think that's really cool. The winner this week is a Red Joker. It's slot number 2. The ticket is a 297-815-567. So if you bought a card in slot number 2, the card was a Red Joker. Somebody's going to walk away with $100 for a $5 bet there, $5 ticket, and that's about what it costs. It's easy for you to get in there and buy yours because get the tickets for $5. Just go to STLGunsAndHoses.com and check that out, and we will announce the winner every Friday here on the show. We particularly love those days when when Chief Greg Brown comes in here in person, because he always brings us Chicken Ellie's food with him. Now, that didn't happen this week. I don't know. Now that he's retired, maybe he's slacking off or what, but we'll have to ask him about that.
By the way, the ticket number 29781-5587. I couldn't tell if you said 6-7 or 8-7.
But did I say 8?
Well, I can't. I think.
Thank
8-7.
You.
But I just wanted to make sure. If you're streaming us on social media, I went ahead and put everything up.
Good.
So that you can see it.
Good.
There
well, get on there and check that out. And best of luck to you. So we will we'll have that announcement every Friday here on the program. I don't know if you've been paying attention. I don't know if you watch Fox and Friends or if you were watching Jesse Waters last night. But they had Kid Rock on. Kid Rock never fails to entertain, does he? There's no doubt about that. So he's on with Jesse Waters last night, and they were covering part of the protest for this mayor up in New Jersey who, you know, there's no way that this was a coincidence. The guy's running for governor, right? So what does he do? He goes and stages this thing at this ICE detention center and gets himself arrested because nobody in New Jersey knew who the hell he was until he got arrested. So now his name is all over the place. And now the crazies are up there protesting outside of the ICE detention center because I guess it makes them feel good. I'm sure they wouldn't want to swap places with any of the prisoners inside and be deported back to some third world hellhole. So they'll be glad to stand outside with their pink hats on and their crazy signs and their purple hair and their combat boots and whatever they happen to be. So Jesse Waters asks Kid Rock this question yesterday. And as only Kid Rock can do, like he's staging some kind of rodeo or something. They've been covering on Fox. Here's Jesse Waters along with Kid Rock. Listen.
Do you ever see anybody with blue hair, armpit hair, female armpit hair? As some of these people we're looking at, Kid, I don't know.
Man, listen, I was just watching your clips. And, you know, we have this low birth rate in America, and it all made sense to me. It just hit me right now, because who's going to sleep with these ugly, broke, crazy, deranged, TDS liberal women? I mean, you look at these rallies, it's like a bunch of women that no guy wants to sleep with and a bunch of dudes that want to sleep with each other.
Zero filter right there.
Zero. Kid Rock has a zero filter, and you know why? Because he's got that blank you money. Mm-hmm. That's why he didn't care. He's like, you know, I don't have sponsors. I don't need sponsors. When I schedule a concert, it sells out. I've got all the money I need.
It's
he's
like
got
J.K.
his big
Rowling.
Mansion down
she
there in
care.
Tennessee, and he's like J.K. Rowling these mm-hmm. days. He says what's on his mind, and he doesn't much care.
Well, that really is kind of Trump. I mean, obviously he needed enough support. He had to watch himself enough to be elected. But that's the appeal of Donald Trump in a lot of ways, is that he doesn't have much of a filter, and so you feel like what you see is what you get, versus the typical cliche, you know, political figure is, okay, you're saying this whenever you're out, you know, campaigning, but how are you really acting? What are you really saying behind closed doors?
You heard Eric Burleson talking about this Comey situation. When he landed back in the country, your 78-year-old Energizer Rabbit, also known as President Donald Trump, sat down for an interview with Bret Baier. Clearly didn't take a break. He did a sit down interview with Bret Baier at some point, and it was recent enough that he answered a question about this Comey thing that he found on the beach. And I thought the president's answer was pretty interesting. He goes, I'll let the Justice Department decide what they want to do, but don't tell me for a minute that he didn't know what he did. Listen.
He knew exactly what that meant. A child knows what that meant. If you're the FBI director and you don't know what that meant assassination. And it says it loud and clear. Now, he wasn't very competent, but he was competent enough to know what that meant. And he did it for a reason, and he was hit so hard. Because people like me, and they like what's happening with our country. Our country has become respected again, and all this. And he's calling for the assassination of the president.
Obviously, he apologized and said he wasn't calling for violence. But
look, he's a very bad...
What do you want to see happen?
I don't want to take a position on it because that's going to be up to Pam and all of the great people. But I will say this. I think it's a terrible thing. And when you add his history to that, if he had a clean history, he doesn't. He's a dirty cop. And if he had a clean history, I could understand if there was a leniency, but I'm going to let them make that decision.
I did not know what that meant. If I would have seen that, I would not know what that meant. But there's no way I'm going to believe that somebody in his former role would not.
I don't know. See, that maybe it's just
that would mean nothing to me.
The fact that I've been around a few years longer. I've heard that phrase used for a long time. I've heard it used in mob movies. I've heard it used, if you're going to 86 someone, you're sending them 8 miles out and 6 feet under. It's a code for killing someone. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear like raw dogging that somebody's now changed.
Did you really need to bring that one back up?
Well, but that somebody's now changed the definition of it. Yeah, well, you know, to Generation X or Generation Z, it means
something
different.
Why don't you explain that to us, Mark? We have 20 seconds before we go to commercial break.
No. But the point is, the definition hasn't changed. You're just an idiot. Everybody knows what 86 means. And so did Jim Comey. He's older than I am, for goodness sake. I know he knows what it meant. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the potential sale of TikTok to an American. Kim, are you a TikToker?
No, never had TikTok.
You've never had TikTok?
No.
That surprises me a little bit. I've just never had it because Facebook is enough of a time suck for me that I haven't.
About same.
I my kids talk about it all the time, so I know they're on it. But, of course, there's been this debate over whether or not TikTok should be run out of the country unless they're willing to give up ownership. We've got Reed Rasner on the phone with us right now, and he's part of a group out of Wyoming that is trying to buy TikTok. Mr. Rasner, welcome in.
Thank you for having me, and pretty soon I hope all of you have TikTok and get rid of Facebook and join Rasner Media and U.S. TikTok.
Wow. You know, I just wanted to ask this effort. I mean, it is going to take a ton of cash to pull off a deal like this. What have you done to gather that capital? I mean, this is a huge undertaking.
Well, we put together a group of American First investors. We've come up with nearly $50 billion, and we presented the offer to ByteDance. ByteDance is receptive. The regulators seem receptive because our offer includes the algorithm. President Trump put it out on Truth Social and said our offer was the most Trumpian, and he liked our offer. We're waiting on China, and we have about 30 days to get it done before that June 19th deadline, and we're working as hard as we possibly can to get this over the finish line. So we hope there's not another extension, and we hope that there's a deal to be made here.
So obviously the big issue is security concerns with ByteDance having ownership of TikTok. What changes, let's just say this deal goes through, are there any changes that you would be making to TikTok?
Yeah, so we're going to pay users for their data. So when you have an app or you're on Facebook or Candy Crush, it doesn't matter, they're collecting data on you. We're going to pay you for allowing us to use that data and sell it to advertisers to buy ads on our platform. Or you can say, Reed, don't use my data, opt out, and you just don't get paid. That's fine with us too. But we want to keep that algorithm. It's going to stay the same. We're going to enhance it. We're going to protect your First Amendment right, freedom of speech, the banning, the suppression, the censorship is going to change. And as far as data security, we are working very hard with states like South Dakota to develop quantum computing and AI to protect your data on American soil. It's going to be stored on American soil and an American-owned cloud space. So the changes are very great. It's national security issues. It's data sovereignty. There's so many things at play here. And President Trump seems to like what we have to offer.
Yeah. So you would have it based there in Wyoming. Would your security team be mounted on horses and wear cowboy hats?
Well, everyone seems – you make fun of Wyoming today, but I'll tell you what, a $50 billion industry is going to make a footprint in these Intermountain West states and the Midwest. And we hope Missouri – can truly be a part of that. We're hoping Iowa, Oklahoma, South Dakota already fully endorse us, Colorado, Montana. And when we look at the financial, the fintech, the financial aspects of this and running a Wyoming stable token or a stable token through TikTok, that's a trillion with a S, trillions of dollars on annual purchases made on TikTok, that the states will independently be able to profit from through their stable tokens. For Wyoming, that amounts to between $30 and $50 billion per year. And in a state like this, when we have $11 billion biannual budgets, that is massive income for these states. So it's a true financial impact that's going to affect as many Americans and as many states as I can possibly get it to affect that will partner with us. So it's going to be a big thing for a lot of people.
Yeah, Reed Rasner is our guest right now, an entrepreneur from Wyoming. I wasn't making fun of Wyoming, honestly. I love Wyoming.
Oh, I know.
I've been out there a number of times. On the security issue, what's your personal opinion on the damage that's already been done by TikTok? Because obviously the Chinese government has been collecting all of this information on millions of Americans for years now.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is why it's so important. So it's not just your data they're collecting. They're collecting your keystrokes, your biometric data. They've got facial recognition. They know what you're doing on other apps. And if your phone that you have TikTok on is close to another device, even if it's not your own, it's talking to that person's device. So
wow. That's so scary.
It's very nefarious what's happening. They have my account restricted right now just for talking about purchasing TikTok, and we have a burner phone we use for this. We don't even use our own cell phones, and then it's kept in a separate room in a special safe that you can't access. TikTok is an amazing, beautiful platform with a great algorithm. It just needs to be used for the betterment of humanity, ultimately, is what it needs to be. So we need to do something that truly changes the world, and that is protecting Americans' data, their security, digital sovereignty, and advancing quantum and AI in America. So we continue to be the leader in this technological space, because we're entering a brand new era of the world where technology is advancing rapidly, and we want to be on top of that and the leader on the global stage. So a lot of things are happening, and I hope everyone can join us at founderstalk.com and follow the story as it goes. We've got about 30 days left unless President Trump extends it.
Have you already worked out, as far as data collection and paying users for that information if they opt in, have you already figured out how much money the average user could make? And I mean, how do you even go about paying them? Like, they'd, I guess, have to put in their banking information, and then just
No, not that.
Okay.
So it's going to be run through the Wyoming stable token. So it'll be on the blockchain, secured by quantum computing. So you'll have your own TikTok account. You'll get paid stable tokens. And then if you want to transfer them off to your banking institution, you can make that transfer, and it's $1 equals one stable token. And they're backed by United States Treasury. So it's a fiat-backed currency.
Wow.
It's just crypto. Completely safe. You're already making digital payments online using credit cards. This is safer than using a credit card because you don't have a numeric digit to put in that someone can steal. So when we look at how you're going to get paid for your data, if you just have the app on your phone, you're going to get paid a nominal amount just for having it.
The app and scrolling. Do you have a figure? Because now I'm curious.
Well, it'll be a sliding scale. So if you just have the app and you don't use it, obviously you'll get paid because your data will still be on there in some fashion. If you're on the app creating and monetizing videos and using the app and providing more data so we can build the algorithm, you'll get paid more. So it'll be a sliding scale based off of use, which I realize you can't live in the app. Yes. But it revolutionizes social media so that Facebook, Instagram, YouTube can't compete in the space, and you no longer need those apps. You just come to TikTok for all of your social media needs.
Well, it sounds intriguing. We wish you the best of luck, Reed Rasner. And if you end up buying this thing, I'll get a TikTok account. I'll tell you
what,
that.
Mark
you
Cox?
I will.
Reed, you heard him say that on the air, because that shocks me.
I will be to St. Louis, and we'll do a TikTok together.
You guys can do one of those viral TikTok dances.
Yes, we'll do it.
Outstanding. Mr. Razner, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Good luck. Yeah, how about that?
You know, Chris on Facebook's asking, if we don't get paid, do we not get advertisements? I mean, to his point, it is so irritating on Facebook now. I mean, really any social media platform, but I noticed it in particular on Facebook. Well, Instagram too. You'll be scrolling and it's like, I don't even follow this person. It's some random advertisement. My feeds now are filled with advertisements, and it's really annoying.
It is annoying. I would agree with that. I have expected, as he was saying, you can either get paid or you can opt out. I thought when he said you can opt out, he was going to say, if you want to pay a user, if you want to pay a fee each month, you can opt out. But he didn't. He just said you can opt out.
But so yes, but the only thing, that the caveat to that, that he also mentioned is, just by having the app in and of itself, there's some level of data collection. So it's not like there's nothing.
Welcome to the world these days, right?
Well, no, I know, but it's not like you're completely off the grid. If you have it, you've already agreed to some degree to give up some of your data. Now, what is scary is he's talking about how, let's say I have it and you don't, that if I'm near you, that it's like reading something off your phone. So does that mean that if I have chosen not to get the app and never want it, but you do, that if I'm standing by you, that I'm, for lack of a better word, like I'm screwed, that it's still going to collect all that data?
I do not know the answer to that question, but we're going to want to find out, aren't we?
I could ask for 5 million more questions. Yeah. Even though I'm not a TikToker, this whole world of the data collection and social media stuff fascinates me.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, maybe it'll be centered in Wyoming soon. We'll see what happens. All right. Coming up, you know, one story I haven't talked about really this morning is the debate yesterday in the Supreme Court over judges just issuing random injunctions, dozens of them, against President Trump since he took office again, and the Supreme Court considered that yesterday. We'll talk about it coming up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Practical problem is that there are 680 district court judges, and they are dedicated and they are scholarly, and I'm not impugning their motives in any way, but you know, sometimes they're wrong.
Yeah. Justice Alito yesterday kind of going sideways on this rash of injunctions. What's being allowed to happen here is our judiciary, the power of the judiciary, is being abused by the same leftists who use lawfare to try to
attack and impugn and imprison Donald Trump the last 6 years. Let's face it. They've been at this for a long time. They know they can judge shop. They look for specific judges in districts that where they've got an Obama judge or a Biden judge that they know will do their bidding. And it's ridiculous, in my opinion, my very non-legal opinion, that they can do this. So I was fascinated by what this conversation would be in the courts yesterday. They're not ruling on the birthright citizenship, right or wrong. That's not what they were talking about yesterday. They were talking about whether or not it's right in any case for a lower court judge who hasn't been elected to anything to be able to stop an action by the president of the United States. And, you know, it's going to be a close one. I know Jonathan Turley was talking about this yesterday, and he said he thought it would be razor thin, because once again, Justice Roberts is a wishy-washy on the questions he's asking on this. And so was Amy Coney Barrett, wishy-washy on how she was viewing this lower court power. This is extrajudicial, in my opinion. It's exceeding the power of the court, because what's the purpose of the separation of powers when the person who's elected president cannot use their powers as they see fit when it comes to particularly immigration or foreign policy, for that matter, in dealing with this USAID stuff. So the president just put out a Truth Social post a few minutes ago. The Supreme Court is being played by the radical left losers who have no support. The public hates them, and their only hope is the intimidation of the court itself. We cannot let that happen to our country, is what the president put out about
Trump
this morning.
Message. They're all losers. Everybody hates them.
You're
They're the
loser.
Worst. Can't stand them.
You're a loser.
Always is the same thing.
Here's some of the debate that happened yesterday. You know that the three liberal judges, Sotomayor, Ketanji Brown Jackson, who really asks some, I'm sorry, not smart questions sometimes, in my opinion. Am I ever going to be a candidate for the Supreme Court? No, because I don't have a law degree. I could have had a law degree. I opted to go to journalism school instead. So you can call that a mistake or not a long time ago. But here was Kavanaugh yesterday talking about this extraordinary power.
Presidents want to get things done with good intentions. The executive branches that work for those presidents push hard to, when they can't get new authority, to stretch or use existing authority. Is that your understanding of why this has happened more, that there's less ability to get legislation? Because I'm trying to figure out the why to your opening about the last four or five administrations. I agree with it. I think that might be the why, but I'm curious what you think.
I'm speculating about the motivations of the individual district judges who grant these, but one explanation might be this is an extraordinary power.
Yes, indeed. And then, of course, quickly from Sotomayor here.
We have another case that says even if your parents secured citizenship illegally, you're still a citizen. So as far as I see it, this order violates four Supreme Court precedents.
She's going ahead and talking about the ruling on birthright citizenship, which is a farce. There should be no such thing as birthright citizenship. Shouldn't be able to fly into this country, have a child, and that child automatically granted citizenship unless one of the parents is an American citizen. This is never what this was designed to be when it was put in place. And it's been misused. And we have to put a stop to it if we're going to keep our country. That's for sure. You have to have a little bit of common sense approach to these things. I don't know how quickly they'll rule on it. The session is over in June, and they may wait till the last minute before they make any sorts of rulings. They should start releasing some more opinions, I would think, in the coming weeks. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. All right, stay tuned. Have a great Friday. Hope you dodge the storms later this afternoon. Brian Kilmeade will be in here next with more on what's going on in Washington. And, of course, Annie and Mark after that. Kim and Ethan and Sue and I will see you back here Monday morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.